Once we were aboard that ship, if we couldn't ward off the blow that threatened it, at least we could do everything that circumstances permitted. Several times I thought the Nautilus was about to attack, but it was content to let its adversary approach, and then it would quickly resume its retreating ways. Part of the night passed without incident. We kept watch for an opportunity to take action. We talked little, being too keyed up. Ned Land was all for jumping overboard. I forced him to wait. As I saw it, the Nautilus would attack the double-decker on the surface of the waves, and then it would be not only possible, but easy, to escape. At 3 o'clock in the morning, full of uneasiness, I climbed onto the platform. Captain Nemo hadn't left it. He stood in the bow next to his flag, which a mild breeze was unfurling above his head. His eyes never left that vessel. The extraordinary intensity of his gaze seemed to attract it, beguile it, and draw it more surely than if he had it in tow. The moon had then passed its zenith. Jupiter was rising in the east. In the midst of this placid, natural setting, sky and ocean competed with each other in tranquillity, and the sea offered the orb of night the loveliest mirror ever to reflect its image.